Amen. Good morning again. So if you are here for the first time or you're not used to this environment, you tune in and maybe you're going to be watching sometime later on. My name is Emmanuel. I'm one of the pastors here. Actually, I am the missional pastor here. And yes, you are welcome. And yes, we want you to come and join us in this place. Amen. This is a wonderful day. This is a wonderful day. We are baptizing three people in a moment. And we know that God has a plan and purposes for them, okay? And God's gonna do some amazing thing here, right now. He's doing it already. So shall we pray before we share quickly? Amen. So, Father, I just want to bless your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, everlasting God, God of glory. Lord, we bless your name. We praise your holy name. Jesus, we welcome you in this place. Come and speak to us, touch our lives, reveal the truth to us. Save soul in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to take about 20 minutes and quickly talk about something I called God or religion, rules or relationship, the way of Jesus. God's or religion, Jesus or religion, rules or relationship, the way of Jesus. I'm going to read from John 10, 7 to 10. Jesus says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Amen. Wow, that's a powerful statement from Jesus. That's the powerful word from Jesus. God or religion? Jesus or religion? You know, when we go out, and this is something that happened many, many, many times. When I go out talking to people on the street, I love doing that. I love engaging with people on the street. So when one thing that people will say to you, they go on your face, or one of the discussion that always often comes is the topic of religion. The other one is the topic of the existence of God. Does God really exist? You know, people ask religion because there is a definition, worldview of definition of religion that people know about. And people are mad about religion. People are furious about religion. They don't like religions. So when you talk to them about Christianity, even before you start talking, they come on your face. You know, you're going to talk to me about religion. You're going to talk to me about Christianity, because they don't know what religion really or Christianity really is. Now, this prompted me to kind of research and looked, you know, at religion, the worldview of religion. How do they view, how do they see religion? How do they define religion? What is the worldview of religion? So let me read you this definition. Religion, according to the world, religion is defined as a set of organized beliefs, practices, and systems put in place to worship a controlling force or a supernatural being. That's how they view or define religion. They define religion as a set of rules, systems, regulations, beliefs, things that man or men put in place, you know, to control, to administrate, you see, to rule. So they see religion exactly as that. And they come to the conclusion, if Christianity is something like that, it is not for me. If religion is what that is, it is not for me. So people feel oppressed by religion. People feel opposed by religion. People feel, you know, in fact, last time, a young couple, if you are by any chance, you are listening or you tune into this, this is for you. We had this conversation and young people, and they said to me, look, I don't like religion because religion opposes everything. Religion is against everything. Religion is against politics. Religion is against science. Religion is against advancement. Religion is against freedom. If that is what you want to talk to me about, maybe politely they didn't say that. He didn't say that. You are wasting your time. No, they said this is not for me. If that is what you are sharing or you want to share with me. And I say to them, you see, I don't like it either. I don't like religion. No, I don't like it. And the guy, they were shocked. I say, yes, I don't like it. I don't like it because, you know, the reason we are here, the reason we are out spreading, reaching out to people, it is because of his love, because of Jesus' love. We are transformed people trying to help God to transform others. That is religion for me. But I don't like religion. You see, and he kind of, yes, now I can listen to this guy. We are transformed people, helping God, vessels for God to reach out and transform other lives. That's who we are, you know. But in reality, you know, religions must, or true religions must embrace politics, godly politics. True religions must embrace science. True religions must embrace philosophy, you know, politics, because God is a God of order and good governance, you know, that is based on the need of his people. You see, that is politics for God. True science, you know, religion embrace or must embrace science, because God is the greatest scientist you can find. Hallelujah. Look at the book of Genesis. You see God, the greatest scientist in the whole wide world. Hallelujah. And he kind of inspire our initiative to go and search or research. God is not against science, Because he's the greatest scientist. Read Genesis, you'll find it. He said, go, be fruitful, be fruitful, be fruitful. Go and multiply, he said, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your hearts. Seek, search. God is not afraid. Try me, he said. He kind of inspires our, curiosity. God, through religions, embraces philosophy. He is the greatest philosopher we can ever find. Read the Bible. Almost all the greatest philosophers that this world has ever known, they are inspired by this book. They have been inspired. Read their work. They have been inspired by the Bible. Hallelujah. Jesus did not come to establish religion. He came to save life. He didn't come to establish religion, no. He wasn't interested in religion at all. He came, so that people may be saved. He came. He is the best friend you can ever have. Jesus is the best friend you can ever have. Jesus did not come to establish religion. He came to show the way. He said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. I am the door, he says. No, not religion. Hallelujah. True religion is the discovery of God. True religion is fellowship with God. And that's exactly what Jesus wants to do with us. And that's exactly what Jesus is calling us into a relationship. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Rules or relationships? Yes. You see, rules, regulations, systems, man-made things, sometimes they are necessary and they can produce good results. But also sometimes they can destroy people's lives. They can ruin people's lives. Every time I had an opportunity to talk to somebody who kind of, feel a little bit insecure about the establishment, if I can say that, I said, look, my role is to attract you. My role is to inspire you into a relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. That's my role. That's Pastor Robin's role. That's the role of the leadership team of this church. Our role is to inspire people into a personal relationship with the true God, with Jesus, so that you discover for yourself the goodness of God. Hallelujah. That's our role. But by doing that, I am going to demonstrate a friendship for you or to you or with you. Hallelujah. That's what we do. That is what we do. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He came to show what the true religion is. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except but through me. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. If you want to know God, if you want to know the goodness of God, if you want to experience, life abundantly, you must come through Jesus, because he is the door, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Hallelujah. For many years, I've been following Jesus. Hallelujah. Many years, many, many years, I've been following him. Not one single moment I regret. No one single moment. Hallelujah. And I know that's the best thing that has ever happened to me, is to know Jesus Christ. as my personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Jesus needs you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Come to Jesus, because the moment you give your life to him, you will discover something you have never experienced. Hallelujah. True rebellion is to know the Father. True religion is to know the Father. Jesus come to reveal the Father. He say, they say, show us the Father. And Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. You've seen the Father. True religion is to know the Father. He said, Jesus came to show the way to true religion, because true religion is to have a relationship with the Father. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. That is amazing. That is amazing. Imagine Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, forming their habitation, their dwelling with you in your home, in you. Hallelujah. That is true religion. True religion is to experience God. Hallelujah. The living God. And this is not just for a few people. It is for everyone. 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 Even now, you can experience him if you don't yet. But even if you can, you are already experiencing him. You know, there is a depth. You know, there is the height. There is that dimension you haven't touched yet. And he wants you. He's still calling you. Hallelujah. Because our God is an ever-increasing God. Hallelujah. His glory increases every day. Hallelujah. It's infinite. Jesus came to show the way to true religion, because God's love is the true religion. John 3:16. Wow! For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. So that whoever believe in him must not perish, but have everlasting life. That is true religion, my friends. That is true religion. That is true religion. He said God did not send his Son to judge the world. No. But by him, the world may be saved. That is true religion. True religion is the love that transforms lives. That is true religion. And when I go out, that is what I give. That is what I carry with me. The tangible transformation of love. Transformed by love. Helping God to transform other lives. That is who we are. Would you bow your head? Bow down. Bow your head. As we pray, say, Lord, I thank you for your love that transforms life. I thank you for the demonstration of your love that brought me here. I thank you for the abundant life that I am experiencing with you. But God, Jesus, I want to know more. I want more of you. So would you draw me deeper into that relationship. I want to know you more. In Jesus' name, amen. But before I finish, and before we baptize our dear brother and sisters, because, and we're going to hear the testimony in the moment, but we know one thing, transformed by God, they stand to give their testimony. Transformed by God, they made a decision to go under that water and resurrect again. But you're here, you say, I want that Jesus. I want to know that Jesus. I just want to see your hand. Would you raise your hand if you're here, you want to say yes to Jesus today? This is the day of salvation. This is a good day. It's a very safe environment. I just want to see your hand, and I know who I'm praying for. Online, you can connect with us now for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are all saved. Thank you, Lord. Amen.